Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia, here each week to talk about the motley world of money and investing. On today's show, Vanguard founder and index fund innovator Jack Bogle joins us to talk about his new book, The Battle for the Soul of Capitalism, How the Financial System Undermined Social Ideals, Damaged Trust in the Markets, Robbed Investors of Trillions, and What to Do About It. That's one of the longer and heavier subtitles I've ever read. We'll also debut a new game, Stock Up or Stock Down, and we'll talk about some weighty weight loss stocks as well. But we begin this week's show by talking about the hot, or maybe not so hot now, housing market. Here to provide some additional perspective is Fool Radio economics contributor Charlie Whelan, the author of the book Naked Economics. He joins us from his offices at the University of Chicago. Charlie, happy autumn to you.
Thank you, sir, and to you as well.
Some signs that things may be slowing down the housing market, Charlie. Well, maybe in at least a few hot spots. Manhattan, for example, the average sales price fell almost 13% in the third quarter, according to a report from appraisal firm Miller Samuel. And according to the Census Bureau, the backlog of unsold new homes hit its highest point since January 2000. Charlie Whelan, are you here to proclaim that the house warming is now officially a house cooling?
Well, I think your autumn analogy is pretty good. It's starting to feel a little cooler, and we've been saying all summer that the cooling was coming. So, yes, I'm prepared to say that this is consistent with what we've been predicting all along. Now, there may be another run-up, but I think most folks who have been looking at housing prices, at the underlying values, at the difference between prices being paid and the rents that can be charged to folks who might move into those houses, have all suggested that prices have become a little untethered. So this is the sign that perhaps some sanity has returned to at least some markets around the country.
13% is quite a heady drop for New York City.
I think that's actually surprising. I would have expected more of the other kinds of figures that you alluded to, just the larger queue of homes on the market and the longer time from the point of listing to the point of sale, mm-hmm. because houses, unlike stocks, don't flip immediately. You know, if you were selling your high-tech stocks after the bubble burst, you didn't open the market order in May and hope to sell your stock by August, waiting for the price you thought you were going to get. You go in, you get the market price, it's over, the price falls very quickly to tell you what it's actually worth. With houses, if the actual selling price has gone down, if the market's willing to pay less, people don't immediately acknowledge that. Instead, they'll keep their house on the market for a long time, hoping that somebody's going to come along and pay a higher price. Now, eventually, when that doesn't happen, they lower their price, and you see the average home price begin to fall. So I would have expected that if this were going to cool more gradually, you'd see a lot more of that, just more inventory on the market. But as you point out, in Manhattan, instead, we saw a fairly sharp drop in prices.
Mm. Charlie, I should note, by the way, that the average price of a Manhattan opportunity is now down to $1.15 million. So as a Chicago city dweller yourself, you may have dreams of living in New York one day. Do you see this as a buying opportunity for the Whelan family?
The Whelan family is quite urban, but we're happily settled in Chicago, where the prices are still astronomical, but not quite so bad as Manhattan.
Mortgage rates are on the rise and are now close to 6%. What's that mean?
Well, I think that could be related to what we're seeing here. When people go to buy a house, they don't say, okay, my payments are going to be $1,800, and then the interest on top of that is going to be another $650. They say, what is going to be my total monthly burden for the equity that I'm getting in the house that I'm paying down, and also the debt that I've got to carry because of the mortgage interest rate? So as interest rates go up, for the same amount of house, people have to pay more. And so that actually makes the house, you know, any given house, slightly less attractive. So it's not terribly surprising that as interest rates creep up, we see this cooling in the housing market.
Mm. Charlie, let's switch gears now and talk about something we talked about this summer as well. That would be slumping SUV sales. No big surprise there. The numbers are not pretty. SUV sales are down 40% from last year.
I would have actually said there is a surprise, because I would have never imagined that you would have seen that precipitous fall so sharp, so fast. So yes, we've been talking all summer about, you know, you've been asking how will people react to higher gas prices. In the short run, that's an obvious choice. They're going to walk past the Ford Expedition in the showroom, go to something smaller, maybe to a hybrid, or maybe they'll just go across the street to the Toyota dealer, which is also what appears to have happened, since Toyota and Honda and the big makers of hybrids saw increased sales. They are definitely on top of this trend. But I think a 42% drop in SUV sales even exceeds what I would have expected in terms of a quick market reaction. So obviously bad news for the automakers that have been saddled with these kinds of cars. And maybe one other thing worth noticing, most people are attributing this entirely to gas prices, and clearly that's a big chunk of what's going on. But you remember over the summer we also talked about the employee pricing. And one of the things we discussed then was it's likely to cannibalize later sales. If you throw a giant sale in July and offer great prices, maybe some people are induced to buy a second car or to buy a Ford instead of a Toyota. But there are going to be an awful lot of people who might have bought a car in September who are now going to buy it in July instead. So I suspect a little of what we're seeing here in terms of the drop is just simply who people who bought cars during the summer and might have otherwise bought them at this time of year.
Mm. Closing question. Charlie, we've been talking a lot about slowdowns. I want to give you a chance to dispel some rumors that there may have been a slowdown in sales of the Charlie Whelan book, Naked Economics.
Well, it's totally untrue. Actually, sales have skyrocketed, according to the Amazon rank. However, it does not mean that I'm making people happy. I had a column that came out the other day calling for higher gas taxes, and all I can say is that the mail has flooded in, and it's been vitriolic. My favorite line was from a woman who began her email, "I am a software engineer, and you are an idiot." But at least some people are motivated to go out and buy the book.
Charlie Whelan is no idiot. He is the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science, and a regular guest on our show. Charlie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.